They're always mekadesh nefedesh al peir ear. When these edim came, and according to the edus of the edim, that's how they were mekadesh nefedesh. And according to that, that is how they made Yom Tov. So it was originally, how would they let everyone know when Rish Chodesh was? They would be Masin Masuris, used to light torches from mountain to mountain, and that's how they let know the further countries. And the way it went in those times was that each person, according to where he was, if he knew it was when Rish Chodesh was, then he kept one day Yom Tov. If he didn't know where Rish Chodesh was, he kept 2 days. I mean, someone could be living next to the Beis Din in Yerushalayim, and he could still keep 2 days Yom Tov. It depended if you knew. Then it came to, in the time of Yehuda Nasi, then the Minim started making problems. So therefore, they changed, and they used to send out Shluchim. From then onwards, it went that there were certain places. If you're in a place where the Shluchim got to, then you kept 1 day Yom Tov. If you're in a further place where the Shluchim didn't manage to get to, you kept 2 days Masav, because they never knew which day Yom Tov was. Now, originally, it never got accepted the takana of keeping a Safek Yom Tov, and a lot of the Amiraim who knew how to work out, like today, they knew how to work out the calendar. They used to keep 1 day until the day of Reb Elazar ben Pedos. Then the Masakan that Minig of Yisrael Biyadenu, like Gemara says, a Beitza, that there's the Minig to keep 2 days Yom Tov, and then onwards everyone kept 2 days Yom Tov. So it came out, let's say the Suffolk was, if Rish Chodesh was on Sunday or Monday. They didn't know if they made the Ibn Chodesh. Therefore, so the places that didn't know, they would keep 2 weeks later, let's say Pesach on Sunday or Monday. So why did they keep 2 days? They kept 2 days out of Suffolk. They didn't know if Sunday was Pesach, if Monday was Pesach. Therefore on Sunday they ate Matzah and on Monday they ate Matzah. Why out of Suffolk they rise to the Chumrah? So the Suffolk was for Suffolk Yom Tov, for Suffolk Chol. So they went to Chesh L'Chumra and they ate Matzah. So the Shveka is, if they're worried that it was maybe Yom Tov, no, maybe it was Chol. So why didn't they put on Tefillin on Sunday or Monday? It's exactly the same Suffolk that is that it was Yom Tov, so eat Matzah and put on Tefillin. Avad doesn't have to put on Tefillin with a Tanai, like those who put on Tefillin on Chol Moed, they make a Tanai. So the same thing, make a Tanai on Sunday or Monday, and put on Tefillin on both days. Because they feel like Ksav Sefer, because they've asked in and he says it's Moshveh. Today, these days, he says, Avada, we can't put on Tefillin on Yom Tov Rishon. It doesn't come into one Yom Tefillin on Tov Rishon, because at the end of the day, we know for sure it's Yom Tov. We know for sure it's Yom Tov, we can't put on Tefillin. He says on the second day Yom Tov, we know for sure it's Chol. Take Zich Achim Chol Pesach. Achim Chol Pesach, we know for sure it's a normal day. Because there's a minug to keep the second day Yom Tov. So, Vaitet Shveh. How can a minug, we'll see later, is it doesn't have the same kirch as the Rabbanon. How can a minug have the kirch when vatal mitzvah deiresa? There's a mitzvah deiresa to put on tefillin. And they said a minug to put that we should keep Yom Tov. How does a minug have a kirch to take away a mitzvah deiresa? And it's more shver, because we know the Yom Tov Sheni, there are kulos. We know that, in the Moshul, legaba oval, legaba a levaya, you can do a levaya on Yom Tov Sheni. And as well, the Rambam holds that a bris mila that was pushed off, you can do it. If the first possible day to do it is on Yom Tov Sheni, you can do it on Yom Tov Sheni. It was there, how is it that suddenly comes to tefillin flew away. Welcome to tefillin. So Ksav Sefer has a very face as he looked around, no one asked the kasha. He says, the mice in the end, he said, Baruch Hashem, we found a chosen Rashba. The Rashba taka asked the kasha, why taka don't we put on tefillin on Yom Tov Sheni? And the Rashba says that since that when Chachamim made a Yom Tov Drabbanon, they gave it the kirch of a Deiraisa. And if we would put on tefillin on Yom Tov, it'd be the Issa Baal Tosef. So therefore, Chazal said, don't put on tefillin. And Chazal have a kirch to be mevatel b'shev Baal Tosef. It's a taka, don't mevatel the mitzvah of tefillin on Yom Tov Sheni. But Ksav Sefer says, it's very shver. Why did Chazal care to put on tefillin on Yom Tov Sheni? Put on tefillin, I make it tonight, and very good, we'll have wear tefillin. There'll be tefillin on Yom Tov. I suppose in those days it'd come out quite interesting, because if they tack up on tefillin, it'd come out that those who put on tefillin on Chol Moed, they did put on Yom Tov and didn't put on Chol Moed. But upon him, he's saying, why didn't they tack up? They tack up should have put on tefillin. So he says, except Sefer answers, Yitanez Anachanami, but Ed Sam, they would have put on tefillin. He says more than that. He says, in the times of the Bismik Zashavad, they put on tefillin and tack on Yom Tov. says in both these yomtiv they put on tefillin misafik with a tenai. They put on, I suppose in their tatas bag, they had probably a yomtiv tefillin bag that came with it. But Lemais, he says they put on tefillin a yomtiv. And it says, these days, about the Yom Tefishin that we said earlier, we can't put on tefillin because we know for sure it's Yom Tef. It says, when it comes to Yom Tef Sheni, he said, if we'd be misaken on Yom Tef Sheni to put on tefillin, it'd come out that Yom Tef Sheni would lose its whole kriya. So everyone look at Yom Tef Sheni as a day of choil, because we know at the end of the day we put on tefillin. And then eventually it'd lose the whole kriya for Yom Tef Sheni, and they're worried that Yom Tef Sheni will be forgotten about. Therefore, they're misaken to strengthen Yom Tef Sheni, they're misaken that we don't put on tefillin. And he says, while the Maisa we see that Levaya we can do in Yom Tov Sheni, we see that Bris Milu we can do in Yom Tov Sheni. He says, no, he says, for Kavod the Mace is different. He says, more than that, he says, the Levaya, how often does it happen? And even when it does happen, it's only by a few people. He says, Tefillin will be every single Yom Tov for every single person. And same thing by Bris Milu. Again, it doesn't happen that often as in Bris Milu and Yom Tov Sheni. And as well, when it happens, it's only in one shul. It won't be all over. Therefore, they'll mevatel the mitzvah of tefillin to give the koyach to Yom Tov Sheni. The shveka is that Yom Tov Sheni is pashtus only a minuk. Like I said earlier, that they'll misaken as minuk of a sin of Yadinu. If Yom Tov Sheni is only a minuk, then how can the koyach of a minuk be mevatel a mitzvah deraisa of tefillin? The Gemara in Sukkah about it. The Gemara in Sukkah does memdalut. We have the mitzvah of chibut rabba, of banging the shamas. The Gemara there brings two mechlukas. Is chibut rabba minug or is it a takana? Explains Rashi. What's the difference between a minug and a takana? Rashi says that a takana, anjiknesa gedela, which was zacharia chagam melachi, they were masakin it, and they were masakin this mitzvah from now onwards for everyone to do. It says a minug was no takana. The manik, they told the island, they told everyone this is what they should do. They then made a takana out of it. He says, what's the difference? Rashi explains. Rashi says that a minug, there's no bracha. Whereas a takana, there is the bracha. Because a minug, again, it was only on haga. And Rashi says, why is a takana no bracha on a minug? He says, because we can't say vatzivon. As we know that every drabonon, how can you say a bracha on vatzivon will highly knesh a chanukah? It's only a mitzvah drabonon. So we say vatzivon is because there's the lavloi sofsor, we have to listen to Rabbanon. And therefore, since we have to listen to Rabbanon, we make vitzivanu that we're listening to Rabbanon. So when it comes to a minug is not a Rabbanon. So therefore, we can't make a bracha of vitzivanu. So it comes out the very shvet. Because we're saying that a minug, which the Yom Tov Sheni is a minug, we can't make a bracha. If we can't make a bracha, it means it's not a proper Rabbanon. If it's not a proper Rabbanon, then how can we be vatal now the mitzvah deraisa of tefillin? Except Sefer said that be'etzem we would have put on tefillin on Yom Tov Sheni. Pasha als Yom Tov Sheni, als kavod for Yom Tov Sheni, we mevatel the mitzvah deraisa of tefillin. So, but if Yom Tov Sheni is only a minug, then how do we have the koyach to be mevatel? How do Chachamim have the koyach to be mevatel the mitzvah deraisa of tefillin?
How can you say that
tzivah
in kiddush on Yom Tov Sheni?
Oh, So it goes weiter. Be'etzem Tosfos is the one that Be'etzem says about Yom Tov Sheni. He writes, klar, that Yom Tov Sheni is a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Is a minuk, sorry. He writes that Yom Tov Sheni is taka a minuk. The few Tosfos, that's where the shveka is. Tosfos claims that Yom Tov Sheni is a minuk. If Yom Tov Sheni is a minuk, then we got the shveka, how can we be mevatel the mitzvah d'rabbanan of tefillin? But the Ran is chelik in Tosfos. The Ran claims that Yom Tov Sheni can't be a d'rabbanan. Can't be a minuk, sorry. Why? So he says, because in Maisa we see in Yom Tov Sheni, we make loads of brachas v'tzivon. We make matzah or morer, we make on halal, we make on adlokas neiras. There's no shortage of v'tzivonos. So if you're going to tell me that Yom Tov Sheni is only a minug, then how can we say v'tzivonu alechilas matzah? Says the Ran and the Chanami. Taka Yom Tov Sheni is not a minug, Yom Tov Sheni is only a takana. So Yom Tov Sheni is taka a normal drabonon, and the Gemara says it's a minug. He says, rather, originally it started as a minug. And then he made a takana, you have to keep to the minug. So these days, it's a normal takana, like every mitzvah d'rabbanan, like until Sadaim, like all the other mitzvahs, and we have to keep Yom Tov Sheni in Nevada. We're saying v'tzivanu, like every d'rabbanan, we say v'tzivanu. And so he held the Ran. Tosfos himself says that, Tosfos says, it's very shvera Tosfos, Tosfos says that there's no v'tzivanu in Yom Tov Sheni. He says that there isn't such a case of v'tzivanu in Yom Tov Sheni. And everyone asked him, Tosfos, the Kvega asked, and the Ran asked, everyone asked that, We see loads of it on the Yom Tov Sheni. This is not a Shvei Tosfos, but because of that, the Ran is Taka Choluk, and the Ran holds that Yom Tov Sheni is Taka Takana. So Lefi, the Ran is very good. And Yom Tov Sheni, it's a normal Rabbanon, and therefore Rabbanon have a koyach. Like the Rashba said, Rabbanon have a koyach to mevatel a mitzvah deraisa to make a takana de Rabbanon.
You're losing the point that Yom Tov Sheni could be Yom Tov Rishon. You're avoiding this point. Yom Tov Sheni could be Yom Tov Rishon.
Today
you don't know that. What? Not tomorrow, today. But when the Chachamim made the takana, Yom Tov Sheni was Yom Tov Rishon. So if it's Yom Tov Rishon, and we will make a bracha, we have to make a kind
of. Those days they did point for
what? So what? Point is that you have to make the bracha with the bundle because we need the Yom Tov. It's like Yom Tov Rishon. That's not the reason you need. If not, you're alluding to avoid the point. The point is just for the sake of the Yomer. We go on the Chimra, the killer, we do different things. But you cannot avoid the point that if you don't make a bracha Zivonu, you will not have the Yom Tov Rishon. If the second day is Yom Tov Rishon, it's like the El Tashir, learning from there.
The Rambam, the Shvaka is the Rambam, because the Rambam holds Taka like Tesis. The Rambam holds the same that a Minuk, the Rambam holds that Yom Tov Sheni is Taka Minuk, like Tesis. And we say, if Yom Tov Sheni is a minuk, then how can a minuk mevatel the mitzvah deraisa of tefillin, and that we don't put on tefillin Yom Tov Sheni? So the chiddush is that the Rambam holds that every minuk is a deraisa. He holds that just like a takona is in leisosur, the same thing he holds is that a minuk is also in leisosur. He says therefore every minuk has the koyach of a deraisa, and therefore. And therefore, a minuk could be mevatel deraisa. So, what's the difference? Why taka a minuk? We don't make brachas and a derabbanan do. He says that the derabbanan only have a koyach from the second brachas on mitzvahs. They don't have a koyach from the second bracha on a minuk. Therefore, so ekshmak. The same thing is Yom Tov Sheni avada is a derabbanan. Yom Tov Sheni is a normal. Even though Yom Tov Sheni is a minuk, but it has the koyach of a deraisa like every derabbanan. And therefore, Avadar Chazal could be mevatel the mitzvah, the rice of tefillin, because they have the normal koyach with the rabbanon. With every minute they have this koyach to be mevatel the mitzvah, the rice of tefillin. So it comes out that the fi this k'sedavah of the k'sav sefer that taka they will mevatel the mitzvah, the rice of tefillin. So again, fi tesis taka going to be shver. If it's a minute, how do they have that koyach? The fi the Rambam and the Ran. Since Rabbanon had the koyach with the deraisa of leisosur, therefore they had the ability to be mevatel the mitzvah of tefillin. Agav, there's a tshuva in Rabbi Yisrael Mislutsk. He has a tshuva there, a town sent him. They want to mevatel the Yom Tov Sheni. It didn't work out for them. They for their business, they want to mevatel it. And he taka writes back that he shreis in them that they have to keep to it. He says he writes a taka klod that it's a takana that the Yom Tov Sheni is taka takana. And then on the end of the shuha ora that. Every Yom Tov has its hashpahs, has its koichas, has its kulas ayin. So, when it comes to Yom Tov Sheni, so in Enoch Nami, Chazal and Masakin are Yom Tov Sheni, but Lagavi Shemaim, it's a normal day, it's a regular day in the office. So, it's no different than any other day. So, Shemaim will turn around saying Chazal, now thank you very much for your donation of Yom Tov Sheni, but Lemaisa, it's a normal day today. So, why should we send down all those hashpahs? Why should we mishpia those hashpahs, those kulas ayin? At the end of the day, it's a normal day. So I saw a kasha the Rambam Panu asked. The Rambam Panu asks that it's Yadua that the we pasken like Rabbi Yossi, that the Torah was given on Zion Sivan, not on Vav Sivan. So the question is that why is Shavuos on Vav Sivan if the Torah was given on Zion Sivan? So the Rambam Panu is Mechadosh Umeid HaKaval. He says the Torah was given where? In Midbar Sinai. So Midbar Sinai is Chutz La'aretz. So Hashem wanted to show by giving the Torah that Hashem said, I'm going to dafka give the Torah on Yom Tov Sheni to show that the koyach of Chazal, that the umisak in Yom Tov Sheni, it's got the koyach of Chazal. That is what the Torah is all about. The Torah is toile on the way Chazal make it. The way Chazal teach us that the Torah is, that is what the Torah is. Therefore, dafka the Torah alone, the Yom Tov of Matan Torah, Hashem gave the Torah on Yom Tov Sheni to show us the koyach of the Torah. That is all according to the way Chazal teach it to us. And the Chasam Sefer says, he says when Mashiach is going to come, then Hashem is going to be marchiv, the gevulas of Eretz Yisrael. So it's going to be either the whole world or most of the world is going to come Eretz Yisrael. So then it's going to be impossible to let the whole world know when Rish Chodesh is. So therefore, we're going to have to keep in those days. It's going to be Takat, it's going to be Yom Tov Sheni in those days. He said, it won't be called Yom Tov Sheni Shagolus. He said, it'll be called Yom Tov Sheni Shagolusinu. But he says that he brings a raya. He says, from this vow of the Ramban Pan, he brings a raya. He says, because when Hashem gave the Torah, Hashem didn't say that I'm giving you the Torah, I'm going to give it on Yom Tov Sheni in case it's going to be a godless. Hashem wasn't really talking about godless, B'Shas Matan Torah. B'Shas Matan Torah, Hashem was thinking about the Gula. So he says, Avada, when the Gula comes, there's going to be a Yom Tov Sheni. And that's why Hashem gave the Torah on Yom Tov Sheni to show us the curse of Chazal. He shows the curse of Chazal, but according to when Chazal said, that's why the Torah is given on Zayin Sivan and not on Vav Sivan. These are spots that we get from Yom Tov Fish and Yom Tov Sheni, Shtaka Bim Kar, the Gula, the Nehri, the Nehri.
Oh, man.